February 5th, 1893. Extract from Temptations of Christ, Ellen G. White. Many hold that from the nature of Christ, it was impossible for Satan's temptations to weaken or overthrow him. Then Christ could not have been placed in Adam's position to go over the ground where Adam stumbled and fell. He could not have gained the victory that Adam failed to gain. If man has in any sense a more trying conflict to endure than had Christ, then Christ is not able to succor him when tempted. Christ took humanity with all its liabilities. He took the nature of man capable of yielding to temptation, and with the same aid that men may obtain, he withstood the temptations of Satan and conquered the same as we may conquer. For 4,000 years, the race had been decreasing in size and physical strength and deteriorating in moral worth. And in order to elevate fallen man, Christ must reach him where he stood. He assumed human nature, bearing the infirmities and degeneracy of the race. He humiliated himself to the lowest depths of human woe, that he might sympathize with man and rescue him from the degradation into which sin had plunged him. It is not true that humanity has trials to bear which the Son of God has not experienced. Christ's victory may be ours. By faith, we conquer in him.